From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
It's the Girly Quiz. Makeup, nails, and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Hello, and welcome to the Girly Quiz.
Yes, before we get stuck in, we've got a desperate message from Dave in Dunboyne. Alliteration. He says, lads, when is the board game out? If I don't get it, my daughters and nieces won't speak to me over Christmas. We've been banging on about this Girly Quiz board game that is going to be out in time for Christmas, and we will tell you everything you need to know next week about how you can come and pick it up. Yep. We've got big plans of coming to you with the game, and next week is when we will reveal all.
Absolutely.
Exciting.
But for now, the OG game.
We're going to be under the tree this Christmas.
I know.
The OG game being once a week, myself, Aisling, and the women of Dublin and beyond, we come together and we quiz Dave on all things girly. He's got two lifelines in order to help him win the week so we don't make it too difficult for him. He's got a Simplify, like a 50-50, and he's also got his Phone a Female, who this morning is Hayley.
Nice morning, one, Hayley. Thank you very much for being my Phone a Female, Hayley. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Hayley.
Just for coming on.
I'm nervous for you. I'm nervous for me.
You'll be fine.
Just for coming on, Hayley, even if you know the question, the answer to the question or not, you have bagged yourself a Beabel Beauty hamper because the Girly Quiz is with Beabel Beauty, who are a luxury cosmetics and tan brand that make contemporary glamour and beauty available to everyone. Not just a hamper for Hayley, a hamper for her friend as well. Thanks
very
to
nice.
Beabel,
gorgeous.
Which is lovely.
And we just say as well at the start of every Girly Quiz that we do talk about all sorts of womanly topics on this game. So if you
in
have
and out.
Young, yeah, exactly. If you have young ears in the car, you might want to hover the hand over the volume dial just in case.
Unless maybe you want them to learn.
Spicy.
Maybe you want them to learn.
Well,
maybe.
It is always maybe. Educational too.
Shall we crack on?
Yeah, let's
how are you
do
feeling?
It. I'm yes. It's gotten to the point now where Pippa's just coming up with questions and like writing them down. I think she's like a load of questions to give to you.
Your girlfriend.
Yes. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Well, can she just send them over to us? You've been saying that for 3 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. I don't really
has she not sent
this.
Them?
No.
Oh. She's Pippa, useless. Send us the questions. Give us the goods.
At Pips.
At Pips.
Question number one in the Girly Quiz this week, Dave. What is the brand Veet known for?
Veet. Is that the thing that they used to sell, like your ma sells Veet?
No.
As in
Avon.
Ah, that's Avon.
As in your dad sells Avon.
Your ma sells Avon, your dad sells Veet, no?
There was always someone's auntie who was going around selling Avon, wasn't it?
Oh, my man was obsessed with Avon.
The Avon lady.
The Avon lady. The best insult ever.
Your ma sells Avon.
No, your dad.
Is it your dad?
Yeah.
Your dad sells Avon.
That's so funny. Veet,
remind me what it is there.
It reminds me of feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feet. I think it's, for some reason, the first thing that, or well, actually, the second thing, because the first thing was Avon. The second thing that comes to my head is like, it's like something for the soles of your feet. Like, is it like powder for your feet?
Oh, yeah.
If they're, I don't know.
Crackly.
Yeah, maybe if they're too dry or wet or one
rusty.
Of
them.
Famous womanly problem.
wet
feet.
I
think you're struggling.
I am struggling. Veet, I don't know. I'm gonna call in Hayley.
Already?
Yeah, already. All right, that's what she's there for.
Cringe.
Fine.
Cringe.
Hayley,
there's only three questions. It's not like they get easier from here. Like, I may as well just cut my losses, try it out on question one, and then see if question two and three are, you know, easy. Hayley, what's the story? I have 30 seconds on the clock, and I'd love you to tell me what Veet is.
Okay, Veet is a hair removal cream. Oh. It's very 90s, but it's hair removal cream.
Oh, okay. And where would you use it? On your like legs?
Your legs. Yeah, your legs.
Okay. Very personal question, Dave.
No, but I wasn't saying, Hayley, where specifically would you use it? I'm just like, where in general?
So like, stick to the Hayley. Questions at hand, please.
Okay.
Stop abusing poor Hayley.
Veet is hair removal cream. Or hair removal. I'm going to... See, I feel like... This is why I'm going to change my answer from cream to just saying it's hair removal product. Because something could happen where it's like, well, technically it's not a cream and it's... Sometimes
oh,
it's
shut
a, sometimes
up. You've
it's
been
a
very
paste.
Lenient the last
sometimes it's
week.
A paste. I'm going to say it's a hair removal product.
Yeah, cool.
Human they are. Human they are,
no,
Hayley.
No, I'm not, because you've got your most precious lifeline gone already on question one. It's pathetic.
Hayley, you stay there and I might come back to you for question two.
No.
No, Hayley's done her job.
Not the one, but the two Beabell Beauty Hampers. Nice one, Hayley. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Hayley. Appreciate
Amazing.
It.
Thank you.
Thanks, Hayley.
Best of luck, Dave. Thanks, Hayley.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, she's really rooting for you this morning.
Question number two, Dave.
But I want to look at him in the eye for this one, actually. I just want to see his
Who's
reaction.
Asking it?
That'll be Ash. I just want to stare at you and just see how you react to it.
Apart from contraception itself, name one other benefit of taking the contraceptive pill.
His eyes are very wide.
And that we're being pretty sound by only getting you to name one, I think.
Only name one. What? Can I ask it again, please?
Yes. Apart from contraception itself, name one other benefit of taking the contraceptive pill.
Benefit?
Yeah, because normally it's always the opposite, isn't it?
Yeah. But you might be prescribed it to help with something else.
Yeah. Bigger boobs.
Is that your final answer?
No, but I think it's one.
Okay.
I think that is one where you, what happened. I think that's something that happens, but it might not be seen as a benefit. Unless you're me, what?
Actually, he's really annoying with this.
He's awful. He's awful today.
He's driving me crack today.
It's the moustache. So cocky.
A benefit would be, I don't know if it's like.
I can't believe you don't know this.
There's something to do with the period as well. I don't think I think you can. It stops the period you can skip a period. That is a benefit, to be fair. You can skip a period if you continue to take them, but I just don't think you're not meant to do that. I think you could be, and I hate using this word in the girly quiz because it's such a trigger word, but you could be less hormonal if you use...
Oh my God, are you being considerate? Wow.
It's a hormone. Like, will you accept all of those answers?
No, we need one distinctive answer.
Okay.
We don't want to get into hot water like we have for the last few weeks. We need a distinct answer.
And we are going to be pretty firm on this.
We have
a list of 8 things in front of us. If it's not one of them, you're not getting it.
Okay. A benefit to taking the pill, apart from contraception, is... I'm going to say... bigger breasts. I don't know any other answer. I don't. Like, less hormonal is
the
another
shallow,
one.
Shallow man.
Or is it, would it not be more hormonal?
Final answer,
bigger breasts.
Wrong.
Ah!
Terrible.
You would never be prescribed the contraceptive pill. Doctor, my boobs are tiny. No. One of the many answers include to regulate your period, to decrease kind of period pains or symptoms of PMS.
If you suffer with acne, it can really help some people in that regard.
Oh, lads. Yeah, no, you're right.
So many.
You know what? You're right. Yeah.
Thanks.
I was wrong there. I was wrong there.
Great to get your approval.
I was wrong there. No, dead right now. Dead right.
Okay, Dave. Question number three. If a woman was casting off, what activity would she be doing?
Oh, I've heard of this. She's casting off. She's gone fishing. She's setting sail. She's...
Casting off.
Casting off.
You have a 50-50 there if you need it.
Oh, 50-50. I think I'll have to simplify it, yeah. Let's simplify that there now.
All right. Entering simplify mode.
Off you go, Ash.
By the way, someone actually came up to me and asked me, what's that noise you do?
It's...
Sounds like Daffy Duck this week.
Yeah, it was a bit weird this week.
But that is your simplify noise.
That's a simplify noise, yeah.
We're there now. We're in simplify mode. Let's do it.
All right. If a woman was casting off, what activity would she be doing? A... enjoying some solo time?
Not a chance.
Or B, finishing off a piece of knitting?
Right.
What?
Do you not know?
No, I do, because I...
What do you mean, do you not know?
It's just the two options are so different.
They're so different.
I'll spice things up a little bit here.
Just trying to have a bit of fun, guys.
Yeah.
I'd say one who does a lot of B has to do a lot of A.
He's on fire!
Oh, I'm gonna go with B.
Finishing off the knitting.
Finishing off the knitting.
You are correct.
Loser. Damn that noise. I hate that noise. It's in my nightmares. I can't believe
you actually thought that someone would prescribe someone the contraceptive pill that has so many negative effects.
To be fair, you said benefit.
Get bigger boobs.
You said benefit.
No, that's exactly my point. Imagine saying, I'll take on all these negative side effects because I really want the bigger boobs from the contraceptive pill.
Yeah, but you said a benefit and that's a benefit.
Well, you're wrong. And
it's just not a doctor.
That.
It's just not a doctor prescribed benefit.
Do you accept the results
benefit.
Of the girly quiz?
I accept.
Say I'm a big loser.
No, definitely not. Hardly.
It's the Girly Quiz with Bea Bell, the original tan meat skincare, as seen in Vogue. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Get ready for the sound.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.